For decades, New York and smoking were all but synonymous. Nightclubs, fashionable eateries, commuters huffing and puffing out of the subway on the way to work, all are indelible New York images, but now that portrait is fictional. A new study released this morning from Baruch College shows that in 2002, the residents of New York City quit smoking at a faster rate than has ever been seen before. Joining me now is New York City Health Commissioner Thomas Frieden. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dr. Frieden, this sounds like a remarkable public health achievement. Tell us what the new study found.
Well, this is a very rapid decline of smoking in New York City. Today, there are more than 100,000 fewer smokers than there were a year earlier. Fewer than one out of five New Yorkers now smoke. It's the fewest number of New Yorkers that have smoked in more than 50 years. And what it represents, in fact, is at least 30,000 people who will not die premature death, on average 14 years premature.
What is responsible for this big drop in smoking?
We've had basically a five-part program to reduce smoking-related death. The first has been an increase in the cigarette tax, and the city increased its tax by $1.42. The second has been legal action to stop the tobacco-caused epidemic, and the main thing we've done, as you mentioned, at this point, is to ensure that all workplaces, or virtually all workplaces, are smoke-free. The third is to help people to quit. In fact, most smokers want to quit, and using cessation aids like the patch or medicines or counseling can about double or even more than double quit rates, and we've made those widely available. And the fourth is education, and the fifth is systematically evaluating what's working and what's not and adjusting our approach based on that evaluation.
You know, one fact that caught my eye in this report is the drop in smoking means 700 million fewer cigarettes were consumed in 2002. How does this translate into better health?
Well, again, we know that with more than 100,000 fewer people smoking, we know that smokers have about twice the death rate at any age. We know that about a third of them would have died prematurely from tobacco-caused illness. Many of them would have had illnesses like emphysema, asthma, bronchitis, Alzheimer's disease, blindness, all smoking-associated. Many of those illnesses and deaths will be prevented. It's also a big reduction in health care costs, though hard to specifically estimate.
There was also a big decline, even the biggest decline, I think, in the number of young smokers. Why was that?
Well, we think that's a factor of two things. First, there has been a decline in youth smoking over the last few years, relating, I think, to a variety of things, including educational campaigns, as well as increasing price of tobacco or increasing taxes on tobacco. And what we know traditionally is that increasing the tobacco tax disproportionately helps to prevent young people or reduce smoking among young people who have less access to money and who are more sensitive to the price increases.
You know, just an odd fact, last question. The Bronx had the highest number of people who quit smoking, even higher than Manhattan. What's with the Bronx?
Well, really what we saw here was a rapid decline in all age groups, all races, ethnicities, all boroughs, men and women, U.S.-born and foreign-born New Yorkers. So it's a very strong across-the-board number. There were deeper declines among women and among Latinas, and that's a population that's more represented in the Bronx. There are, for the first time ever, more former smokers in New York City than there are smokers.
Well, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
New York City Health Commissioner Thomas Frieden.